All right, Kate, I'm back.
Okay.
Do you want to try connecting your laptop right now? See, because it did re your it did finish up. I want to just double check to see if it's still able to do so.
Let's try again.
If this does fail, I do have another solution before I do a circuit reboot for you that might actually help.
Okay, hold on. No, I can't get it to do anything. What is it on? Wi-Fi. Arch top. Giddy up and go. Come on. Come on, I'm speaking nice to you.
One of the issues that I'm thinking may have happened is when you input for the password change, it was when we were still having issues with the network so that it didn't fully take that password. So what I'm thinking what I can do for you is because you are having issues with the Wi-Fi, I can actually from my end, I can actually reinitialize with a temporary password your Wi-Fi password. That way
Oh,
you
okay.
can try connecting. Let me try that real quick, see if that actually does help, because that very well may be the issue.
Okay. Yeah, because nothing's happening here.
So I do have that temporary password ready to go if you have something to write it down with.
Yep.
So that temporary password is winter with a capital W,
Yes. All
and
little letters.
it's capital W, lowercase INTER. 2024.
How original.
I told you it's going to be something temporary, something quick, and something easy to remember. I'm setting that password. Go
All
ahead.
the time. The sad part is that's how I do my password at work all
I always make it something easy. All right,
Well,
so I did reset that password, so if you want to go ahead and try connecting.
that looks like it let me in. Let me see if I can get on anything by doing that. Because it already, let me see if that same thing happens to my phone. Come on, computer. Yeah, and my television just shut off. So my Roku's not happy with the new
It's
password.
just like, hey, I don't have any signal. What's going on?
All right, so well, come on, you're booting up awful slow. I think it's working, but I can't tell because my computer's not loading. Come on. It shows that I have a signal, but it's not. Come on, let me just try to do something. Come on, keep it going. Okay, so it does look like it's working.
All right, I'm just going to do a quick refresh to see if I see those devices connected real
Okay.
quick. See, because that may have that. Yep, I'm seeing your laptop right now. Looks like it's connected on a 6 gigahertz bandwidth. Looks like it's Kathleen's MBP. I'm going to take it as a MacBook Pro. Aha, I'm smart.
Yeah.
All right, everything looks good. You are connected on the 6 gigahertz bandwidth. Technically, you're on the 5 gigahertz upwards bandwidth. We'll let you know eventually. We are looking to move most of our routers over from the Adtran routers to a router system called Zyxel, Zyxle. I know, weird name, but they're really great, and they've actually been the ones that we've had testing up through our 8 gigabit network prototype tests to try and make sure that they are suitable for those networks. So hopefully, eventually, we'll get you upgraded on your router as soon as we have more of those Zyxel routers available. Right now, they're typically for like our 2 gigabit customers because they do have the faster speeds. But
Okay.
it does look like with resetting your router and getting that updated password, it looks like a lot of your devices are getting reconnected. And if you have any more issues, you are free to give us a call back.
Well, now, so now with your temporary password, so now do I use the password, my real password, or
So
what do I?
the way it's set up is it's a temporary password we input. So it's not temporary in the fact that it's going to expire after a certain time. Essentially, it is right now it's your current permanent password. But as soon as you get your phone connected to the Wi-Fi network and you go back in through the home pass, you'll be able to change that to something that's a little bit more easier for you to remember. I just did this as a temporary stopgap in order to allow you to get your devices connected.
But to get back on, get my phone back on, I have to use the winter 20. 24.
Correct. And then you'll be able to change the password once that saves. That'll do it. If you don't want that to happen, what I can do is I can actually set the password for you as however you want it from here.
Well, when I put your password in under the home password, it tells me it doesn't meet the criteria.
Oh, really?
So what's the criteria that I can't meet on with your password?
8 characters minimum.
Okay. All right.
That's the only thing it tells us on our side is it's just required to be 8 characters minimum. It doesn't need to be alphanumeric, which means it needs to have an uppercase, a lowercase, a number, and a symbol, like you expect to find in most, you know, online passwords. It's a home network password. You can do with it however you want to do. So.
Oh, because, well, this says that I can't use yours because it must be unique. So I'm confused.
So I didn't reset your password for the Plume app. I don't have that ability to do so. I just reset the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, so wait a minute. So my Plume is different than my
Wi-Fi, correct. Correct. So your Plume application, your HomePass application, has its own password that is unique to it, not to your Wi-Fi network.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so when but that's what I was signing in. That's how I signed into the Roku. I thought if I switched my Plume, that was my new password.
No, the only thing that changes with the Plume password is your accessibility to log into the HomePass app.
Oh.
So
it says one password, that's not really what it is?
So no, so what I changed was your Wi-Fi password, essentially the password to log into the Wi-Fi. That's the
only Plume app. On the Plume app where it says my primary password.
So that's going to be your login password for Plume. If you don't remember that, I can actually send you a link to have that password reset.
Because I could log into it, but I was trying to use that as...
Oh.
So now then do I still have to sign in? So now right now my password for my internet though is just that winter 2024?
Correct. And that's just for the Wi-Fi. That's not for any of the applications or anything. That's just for you to have your devices. If you like on your phone, if you click Wi-Fi, connect to that ArchTop 3648 and type in winter 2024 with a capital W, you'll be able to connect to the Wi-Fi no problem. Being able to log into the Plume app, that's going to be its own password.
Okay. Yeah, how do I change then the Wi-Fi?
So you'll have to be able to log into the one. What I can do for you is I can send you a password reset to that czajk@aol.com, and they'll walk you through the steps to reset your Plume password if that is something you would be like to do.
All right. Well, right now it's not. Let's see. Arch did it just automatically. No. So right now my phone still has not allowed me to connect to the Wi-Fi.
Very interesting.
It just keeps spinning. Now, I'm curious, I wonder where my iPad is. Let's see what happens if I try the iPad. Please. Now, ArchTop. Yeah, see, now my password. Now, see, this one says that I'm still using that long number thing.
So, yeah, you're going to change that up. And just type in that winter 2024 and it'll help. That'll get you, should get you connected.
All right. So I should just erase. It won't let me erase it.
Click forget network. Usually that helps erase whatever's there.
All right. I tried that and get out the crying up. Go away. I have never had so much trouble with it. All right. Forget this network. Okay. Which I did before. Now. All right, so now ask to join. Is that what?
No, you should just be able to connect with password.
Okay, password. NTER2020. Okay, now let me in, I think.
So on your with your cell phone, I would say to use the same methodology, click forget network and then reconnect and then put the new password.
All right, so let's try that. Let's see. end up leaving this password just because you can't get it.
I know. Sometimes the devices can be finicky, and they're just like, no, I don't want to do this. Why are you making me do this?
All right, so forget my phone. Back on. Yeah. And Sam looking at all these other networks I can choose from.
And if this fails, the next step I can do is we may have to initiate a trouble ticket and have a technician come and see what's going on with your network, because it may be something that's actually due to the power outage, may be actually wrong with the actual fiber line. It's not showing anything in our backend systems, but with the seriousness of not being able to connect devices even after, I'm seeing your iPhone connected now. It's calculating information. So,
and how about my iPad? It looks like that just did it.
It's still maybe trying to connect. I am not seeing it connected. Does it say it's connected to the Wi-Fi?
Well, it's still kind of in there, but a new page popped.
I see it now. I see it connecting now. So, yep, I'm seeing both your iPhone and your iPad connecting, which is good.
Okay. All right. So you're going to send me a link to reset my password? Is that
so? If you'd like to change the password for your Wi-Fi network and have full accessibility to all the features that HomePass offers you, I can actually send you that reset link to reset your password for the HomePass.
Now the HomePass is just the login thing. That's not the Plume app. Correct?
So the HomePass. So the it is. It's called HomePass, and it's
right.
by Plume. So that password reset that I'd be sending you would just be for the HomePass login, if you forgot your password at all. If you didn't forget it.
Forget that. I can already get into the HomePass.
All right.
But now, how can I use a different password other than Winter 2024? Because that's kind of not really a safe,
So once you're inside HomePass, all you got to do is go down to settings. And you should see a screen in the settings to change your Wi-Fi. It's literally going to be, say, like network password or network configuration, and you'll be able to set your password that way.
I don't see that though. I'm on the home pass right now. I have private password. So under in the settings app.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. I'm actually.
Oh, new home password? Is that what I... No.
Yes. So give me a sec. I'm going to look this up real quick before you do anything.
I'm not going to touch anything because I don't want to be locked up again.
Okay. So to change your Wi-Fi password in HomePass, open the HomePass app, go to Menu and Settings Selection, then select Adapt.
I don't see Adapt. And then Home.
So go to the home page. You're going to select Menu and Settings.
Menu and Settings. I don't see. Oh, all right. That says Home Network, Home Guest. I don't see that. Advanced. No.
So are you on like the main login page? Are you like past login page where it just has the first?
I'm on the menu and settings page.
So you want to select adapt. You should find a tab adapt. Then you're going to select the home tab.
New home. Wait a minute. New what tab?
Should just say home.
Well, one says the home network WPA2.
Yes, that. Yep,
that's where it says home.
Yep, and then you'll see a pencil icon next to your current password, and you should be able to click that and edit it, whatever you need.
Wait a minute. I have a pencil next to Archtop Fiber.
Okay.
And then I have, where it has the key, it says in use by 3 devices, is that?
So the key, I believe the key, what it's referring to is like the password key. They don't give us an instruction manual for HomePass fully.
Well, no, but under that, it says, oh, yeah, okay, oh, I see. It says show or hide. Okay, so,
yep.
Yes, so I see that where it says winter 2024. So
yep.
Now what do I do?
So what you'll do is to edit that password, all you need to do is click the pencil icon near it. That is for that specific line, for that winter 2024, and that'll allow you to edit your password for your Wi-Fi network.
And then I got to keep my fingers crossed that this works, right?
Hopefully, yes. But that should work for you if the recent change we just did shows anything, it does help.
All right. So I've done that. Just update it, and I.
Yep. So if you just updated your password, that's perfectly all right, and everything you need to do on your side, and then you'll just have to reconnect your devices, because they were connected and now they're not, because you changed the password on them.
All right. So now I've got to turn it off and turn it back on. You know, like drop that network again and.
Yes. Forget the network and then reconnect. Correct.
Let's hope it works. I should have just left yours. I bet you. All right, let's see if it works on any of these. Oh, I think I just left well enough alone. Oh, here we go. It requires a password. All right, keep your fingers crossed.
I'm keeping the fingers and the toes crossed.
Come on, Giddy. Oh, we did. Now,
hey!
I
there we go. You should be good to you should be good to go, Kate. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Kate. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Enjoy your internet and have a wonderful rest of your evening. Have a wonderful night and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Hopefully I won't call you between now and then.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.